If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Tawheed, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, and would like to continue along the same line even today in this program. Somebody asked us, Sheikh Tawheed, I am a computer programmer and various orders are offered to me. Right. Can I pass them on to someone else and take part of the price for myself, for example, as the person who introduced the work?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, if the agreement between you and the client explicitly states, or it is naturally understood from the context that you yourself must personally carry out the programming work, then it's not permissible to delegate the work to another person. And of course, doing so would count as dishonesty, since the client expects your skill and your effort, and he trusts only you and not someone else. So if there is no such stipulation and you did not and the client did not put such a condition, of course, it is generally permissible to pass on the project to someone else. But in this case, of course, you may subcontract the work at the same or higher price than what was given to you.
Right.
And also, if you also contribute to part of the project, then you are allowed to hire someone at a lower price and keep the difference as your share for the effort you invested. Mm-hmm. So this ruling actually ensures fairness to the client and honesty in business dealings, while allowing flexibility in collaboration and subcontracting. And to be honest, there are a lot of such cases in which, for example, a university student wants someone else to write his thesis. Mm. This is not permissible. This is just an example of a scholarly work to be written by a student himself. Mm. He himself has to be involved in writing the thesis or the dissertation, but for some reason he gives it to someone else to do it and he pays for it. This is a dishonest act.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's not permissible.
Yes, it's illegal because it's against the written agreement between the student and the university. And the university demands that all of the thesis be written, in fact, by the students themselves. If they pass it on to somebody else, not only there's a problem actually with the qualification or the certificate they receive at the end of their graduation, but also it actually inflicts some kind of illicit kind of activity or gains when they receive, for example, their salary as a result of their qualification in the following or would-be jobs, right?
Yeah, of course, it sure does, yes.
Yes, thank you very much, Sheikh Tawheed. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, somebody asks us, a driver carries a consignment for a company, and at the same time, another individual gives him some goods to deliver it to the destination in addition to the company's assignment.
Right.
And receive a fee, of course, as a result.
Yes.
But the company does not accept it if you inform, for example, the company, right?
Yes.
Is there any problem with the fee?
Well, if the vehicle being used belongs to the company, the driver has no right to use it for personal businesses.
Mm.
Okay, for personal
gains.
Gains, of course. Unless the company gives explicit permission.
Mm.
And that permission is definitely required. And, of course, using it to carry extra goods for a private fee without the company's consent would count as a kind of misusing company's property. The company's property, the company's truck is. And the driver would be required to compensate the company for that unauthorized use. Now, if he receives some money, extra money, he has to give it to the company, because he himself cannot possess that amount of money. It was an illicit act or conduct on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the driver owns the vehicle personally and has simply contracted with the company to carry it as consignment, then he may take additional goods from others as long as it does not go against the terms of his contract with the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if it does not cause harm or delay or some kind of breach of trust regarding the company's goods, okay?
Yes.
In this case, of course, it is permissible, because the vehicle belongs to the individual himself.
Mm.
And so he can use his own property to carry either your goods or someone else's goods, provided that there should not be any kind of breach of trust or delay or some kind of harm incurred as a result of the delay or carrying out someone else's goods.
Yes, if they are given a job to do, in fact, if it is on their way and it causes no delay, basically.
Yes.
Then there's no problem.
There's no problem.
On condition that the vehicle belongs to the individual, the driver himself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So not to the companies.
Yeah, of course.
All right. But even if the vehicle belongs to the company, and then
there
is explicit agreement.
Agreement.
Yes.
Again, there's no objection.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much. So let's take another break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, a person wants to take money from others to invest in his own work in advertising and service industry.
Yes.
For example, in non-commercial activity.
Right.
And give them profit, like investment, all right?
Yes.
Well, sort of investment, actually. Which Sharia transaction serves this purpose?
Well, this is not a standard loan with interest.
Yes.
Commonly understood by bankers and those involved in some kind of rebar-based transactions.
Mm-hmm. Usually.
This is a kind of, I understand, it's a kind of rebar and it is impermissible.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the correct Islamic framework is wakala. We call it agency or attorneyship.
Yes.
Wakala. And then there's also another framework which is called mudaraba, and that is generally translated as profit sharing, in which, for example, one party gives money and there is another person working using his money. And at the end of the day, the profit and loss are both, incurred by both parties.
Yes.
Like the profit share, the person who invested and the person who work as an agent.
Mm.
So these two actually frameworks are there. The person who invests his money appoints someone, like in terms of agency or wakala.
Yes.
He appoints someone as his agent to work with his funds in his advertising and service projects, of course. And the agreement, of course, should clearly state how profits will be distributed. For example, investors get a fixed agreed percentage and he will keep the rest as compensation for his work. And then the terms of accountability and transparency must be very much clearly stated. There should not be anything or any condition or any stipulation vague or unambiguous. This, of course, will definitely work as a solution to avoid riba and ensure the transaction remains within Sharia principles and Sharia boundaries.
Does it make a difference, the nature of the occupation or activity they are doing? For example, in a non-commercial activity,
yeah.
Right? But if it is in a commercial activity, does it make a difference?
But it depends, I suppose. It depends what you are advertising, what services you are providing. So it depends on the nature and kind of service and of course, the task they are doing.
Uh-huh. In an on-credit transaction, Sheikh Javid.
Yes.
If the buyer says that I will pay whenever there is money to pay, like whenever I access the money, I'll pay you.
Mm.
Is
yes.
such a transaction, legitimate?
Well, it is not permissible. In Islamic law, an on-credit sale must include a clear and definite time, okay? Time of repayment. Like, for example, the party, the individual must fix the time frame. 1 month, 6 months, okay, 1 year. This should be clearly defined, okay? If the buyer says, I will pay you when I get money, this makes the payment time very much uncertain. And this will definitely invalidate the transaction because of the ambiguity and because of the uncertainty in the very nature of the contract. And this contract is actually considered to be a kind of, gharar. In Arabic, they use the term gharar, which means a kind of kind of ambiguity which may entail harm and loss for the other party. But if, however, the seller knowingly allows the buyer to take the goods despite the invalidity of the transaction, the buyer may use them. The buyer may use them. But ideally, the deal should be restructured correctly with a fixed repayment date.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. From me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إلى هذا وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الضال